you know, after a little bit, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, what did I do? What did I do?
Ken is here to give his honest experience with having dental implants for 1 year. We're going to talk about some things he liked and some things he didn't like, from surgery day to the financial side and everything in between. So Ken, let's start with surgery day. How was the surgery experience for you?
You're not human if you're not going into a surgery with just a little bit of nerves, and I did. But I was also really excited about this opportunity as well. I was really looking forward to this. Yet you have like a full team right there just to help you get through it. And it's really amazing how well that works.
Did you feel any discomfort or pain from surgery? How was that?
When I came to from the surgery, I really didn't feel much. I think I was probably still a little looped up a bit, you know, from sleeping all that time. But I do remember... I didn't feel much pain. To me, there wasn't a whole lot, but there was some discomfort, and it didn't bother me. You know, it's almost like just like a little pain, but it just, you know, it's just there. It's not getting in the way or anything like that. You know, and you know it's gonna go away. It was kind of like that, but I just really didn't feel pain. It was just uncomfortable a little bit.
Right. That makes sense. I mean, it is a big. It's a surgery, right? So you're going to feel, you probably will feel a little bit of some sort of discomfort. But I'm glad to hear it wasn't. Did you have any like bruising or swelling along
with that? I had very light bruising, very, very light. I'm all covered up in fur right now, but I did have a little bruising right here where, you know, where my mustache under, where, you know, was, or at the time. A little bit right around my corners of my mouth. That was really about it. I was pretty fortunate compared to some of the compared to a lot of people I've seen. I was pretty fortunate that way.
Good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Can you kind of touch on when you did, like right after surgery, was it when you had no teeth in your mouth that you said, oh my goodness, I'm regretting this? Can you like maybe talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I had a little twinge of, remorse thinking about this, you know, when I had my tooth and teeth there. I mean, I had a little fun with it at first, you know, because I was looking in the mirror and I kind of pulling my lip down. I'm like, I look like a Bond villain. But, you know, after a little bit, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, what did I do? What did I do? You know, it's almost like, okay, you know what? I know what I had. And it's just like, I know what I had, you know. And I'm sitting thinking to myself, I wonder how upset they would be if I asked them to put my teeth back in my mouth and if they could do that. And I'm sitting there, and I must have mulled it over for about a half hour. I'm just sitting there thinking, how would that work? You know, would they just, you know, staple them back in there or something, or glue them back in? And I kind of got over it. I'm like, oh, come on, man. You know, tomorrow's going to be a great day and it's like going to be a whole new start. But yeah, I did have a little twinge of remorse there for a moment.
And like I said, I feel like that's absolutely normal. That's natural. And So thank you for sharing that, because I feel like other people going through this, there's a lot going on. So
yeah,
that's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's now talk about the timeline. You know, 24-hour timeline at Nuvia. You're promised you go in one day for surgery and then you come back the next day in 24 hours. So I have to ask, did you come back in and get your permanent teeth the next day? And how important was getting your teeth quickly to you? Why was that important?
Oh, I was pumped. You know, just knowing that. Knowing that for a lot of people have to wait months and months and months on end. Still, you know, you still hear horror stories where with this 24 hours, I've heard so much good stuff about, you know, about that Nuvia and how well it worked. The 24 hours, that's just unreal. I was given a little tour of everything and I seen them making the teeth. I'm like, holy crumbs, look at that. You know, and they got people there, individuals taking care of things. It was really an amazing thing to see. And to have that done in 24 hours and look as good as they do, you know, you really can't There's no complaints. There should be no complaints whatsoever about that. These were perfect, and they fit perfectly for me because, of course, we all got different mouths and different situations, but it was perfect in my mind anyway.
Now let's talk about the adjustment period then. So you got your teeth in. Now it's time to, you know, start talking with it, eating with it, even just looking at yourself in the mirror with your new smile, right? So what are some things like maybe you didn't like about the adjustment period? Like what struggles were you facing during that, if any? Oh,
I'm glad you brought that up because I did have some struggles, you know. Well, first off, I still had some of my teeth. I was missing my front tooth. So first off, I bit my tongue a lot. So I'm so used to sticking it out in between, so you know, like a dog. And I was very mindful of it at first, but I think the first time I bit my tongue, well, let's put it this way. You ever see those horror movies where the birds fly out of the trees after something like that? That was probably what happened around our yard here. I bit my tongue and then I'm like, okay, you know what? Your tongue just can't hang out like it used to. It's got to stay in there. It's going to be a long ride if you don't do that.
Oh my goodness.
The other thing was speaking. I remember I did a small show on internet radio Friday afternoon. It was the day after my implants, you know, being put in, and I could just hear. And people who, and my listeners could hear it as well. Cause I was getting, hey, you know, you got your implants in. They knew.
Right.
You know, I didn't have to say nothing. And then I went on this rant about she sells by the seashore.
Oh my goodness. I just kept doing
it over and over and over again. And it was just, you know, a lot of positive responses for that one too. But, you know, trying to talk was, It took a little getting used to getting the rhythm of my talking back.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, because there's a whole new set of teeth in your mouth. Like it's that makes sense, right? So yes. How long did it take for you to get your speech kind of back to where it was, and two, getting used to or not biting your tongue? How long did it take for you to like kind of adjust?
The speaking, it didn't take as long as I thought it would have. You know, I, you know, do so much of it on, you know, for internet radio that, it was just, you know, eventually I didn't even notice it anymore. And I'm figuring probably by about that, around that time, it was probably when everything was probably getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. The tongue biting, still happens, but it's very rare. It's like, you know, when I'm eating a sandwich or something, but that's pretty much about it. But yeah, the getting used to my tongue too, that didn't take long either. You know, the thing I felt most with my tongue is that my tongue actually felt like it was too big for my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, like I said, you know, I always have my, you know, tongue in between the two teeth there, just, and that's probably why that felt like that.
Interesting. I can't imagine that feeling. That makes sense though, because before it's like, there wasn't really much constricting it. And now it's like, exactly. Wait, what? Like,
exactly.
Oh my goodness. I'm just like, I'm just picturing it. Like I would feel like trapped, you know, yeah, but I'm glad it didn't take.
That's the perfect way to put that. Yes.
Oh my God. Well, thank goodness it didn't take too long to get used to it.
Yes.
But that makes sense. It makes sense. Yes. So now let's talk about an interesting part about your experience, which is, you know, the financial aspects. So for a lot of people, you know, the cost is a major concern. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you were actually gifted your new smile and how this impacted you, like financially, like how that helped you? What did you like about, I guess, the cost part?
For me, because I was gifted the smile, it made things a whole lot easier. I was gifted the smile because I won a DDPY body transformation contest because I ended up losing a lot of weight. I put a little bit back on, but I'm back to knocking down again. So that's,
there you go.
You know, well, you know, with all the treatments I've had and all the sleeping I did and the steroids that I was put on, That will play with you. I did not realize how much that would play with me, and it did. And so now I'm back to, first off, I'm back to building up my strength. But that's neither here there nor there. But I was part of a group of champions who had great body transformations. Everybody had a great transformation in that group. And Nubia wanted to help a DDPY person to help build them back up even more. Dallas seen me, Diamond Dallas Page, who was in charge of DDP Yoga, who, I talked to him in person, and I'm pretty sure he noticed my smile off the bat, and then when we did a Zoom, he noticed that too. And when Nubia offered a DDPY person a smile, I was the first one he thought of. And so, that was quite amazing. And I, you know what, when it first happened, I was numb. To me, it didn't seem like this was really happening. So I think if you see the video of me in any of the videos, and I'm just kind of sitting there, it's like, okay, this isn't real. This was kind of numb. And then when the
Right.
recording was over, I got off the stage, and then it hit me like a ton of bricks that, oh, this is happening,
Wow.
but I was looking into things, not too seriously though, more cosmetic than practical. I mean, these are both cosmetic and practical. I mean, there's no two ways about it. But I was looking on Etsy for like $300
Right.
and things like that. And I kept telling myself, well, you're gonna get what you pay for. I read up on how Nubia handles things, and everything's different. Like I said before, we all got different mouths, so we all get different situations. There's different ways of handling things. Everything's different, so you cannot say, "Oh, well, this is this and this and this and this." Well, you know what? If you don't go in for your consultation, you're not going to get a pretty good idea of what you're going to get. The price guide gives you guidelines on what to expect and how to expect it, and where things could end up. The thing that I found about this, and I found really amazing, is that it's a lot of normal, what I would consider normal middle class people who get these things done, and how it is made affordable so that people can afford this. This isn't, well, you know what, you got to throw it all up front. The amazing thing is, you guys are willing to work with people. Nubia is willing to work with people and make sure that you're taken care of. You don't hear about that. You don't hear that even from, in almost any way. I'm sure there are some things that are like that, but
Right.
for something as important as this, and let's face it, I mean, cosmetic and practical, but it's also important for health as well. You can't mess around with that, and you can't put a price on that. There's no, it's priceless. Just the talking with them over the phone, put my mind at ease with so many things, and made me realize that this was the right decision for me to go through this. Because even before this, I every now and then I have like a doubt, do I really want to do this? I don't, because I'm not a traveler. I'm not used to traveling. I love being home. I don't like,
Me too.
exactly, and so, but going through Nubia, meeting the people, hearing all the experiences of just everyday people, it's touching. And it's, I know people might think it's like a tagline or something like that. Oh, but we treat you like family. No, that's not a tagline. That is how you are treated. When I was treated in Utah, and then recently when I was down in Detroit, it was an amazing feeling. These people don't know me. They know me from a couple conversations over the phone, but I was made to feel welcome. I was made to feel like I was part of the inner circle there. And you can't it was a very special thing. It really was. I was, and I think, just go to the consultation. You're it's a Nubia is a special company.
And I want to say too, you mentioned, the price guide, and within that price guide as well, they have, you know, how people, everyday people have afforded it. So they even have that in the price guide as well. So if you're interested in watching, you can download that in the description below. But I think it's really cool that they do put those, the actual people and their experiences in there. And I love also that you said, you know, you went to a different office than the one you actually went to get your teeth. And it was like the same experience. Like, that is so cool to hear. Like,
yes.
As it should be, you know?
I hope I say his name right. I believe it was Dr. Brico down there in the Detroit area. But when he walked into the room to see me, he lights up a room.
Oh.
And that was really, you know, he made me feel like we were old friends that hadn't seen each other in a while. And
that's great.
Yeah, he was great. He was great.
So let's talk about, you know, the maintenance part of getting dental implants. You know, what are maybe some things you liked or didn't like about, you know, either flossing, water picking, or any challenges you faced there?
Oh, there were all kinds of challenges at first.
Hey, that's okay.
You know, first off with the water pick. Okay, I you know, now that I'm used to it, it's not so bad, right? But when I'm sitting there with the water pick trying to figure out, I'm spraying myself in the face, spraying the mirror, spraying the dog, spraying the bathroom, having to clean up after myself. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You know, after what, 10 times, then you figure it out. Okay, don't spray yourself in the face. And I made a couple of little goofy videos to show, you know, show my friends, like, hey, you know, with the water pick. And I think I, one time, you know, Max was nowhere near the bathroom and I sprayed him with the water pick.
Oh my God. You're like, how did you get wet? Oh.
Kind of took off. The other challenge too, and I know this is a common one with a lot of people, is the flossing. I was given a piece of advice, if I had trouble going through the front, was to try to go through underneath and up the back and push it out that way. And I found that actually easier to do than just trying to stick the floss in the front here and bottoms. And after that, it was just like, okay, I got these two spots here today. Okay, you know what? I figured out I got the third spot here. I got, okay, I get this spot, this spot, this spot, this spot. And the only spot I ever had trouble with, I think, was right up here. And, you know, I still have a little trouble with it to this day. But it's important to take care of these things. Yeah, the general upkeep, you know, once you get the hang of it, it's not bad at all. I know people, you know, we live in a world nowadays where, boom, you got to be done like that. Well, you know, the flossing takes a little practice.
Absolutely.
And once you get the hang of it, and it's like, oh, okay, this ain't so bad, you know. And same thing with the water pick, when you're not spraying yourself in the eyes, it's not so bad either, you know. So
each time you're trying to spray one less thing.
yes. You know, I should have put some plants in the bathroom. That might have helped.
<You know? laughs> Oh my God. Wait, that's actually so funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like a two in one thing, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, well. Okay. Now let's talk about, okay, so you've had your dental implants 1 year this month.
Yeah.
What are some of the likes and dislikes of your, you know, whether it's day to day or anything like that, but maybe how has it affected you positively or negatively, maybe even your confidence, mental health? Can you just kind of talk about what it's really been like? What's changed for you?
The confidence in myself, you know, skyrocketed. I mean, I was already pretty confident with what I had going on with me at the time. And this just brought it up to another level. I'm a very private person, but when the Nuvia video and the DDPY video came out about me, that was thrown right out the window. And it took me, I'm still not used to it, to be honest with you. It's still kind of crazy how much attention I got from all that.
I'm sure.
But, you know, but as far as the confidence goes, my confidence level went through the roof. you know, and then, you know, being able to eat corn on the cob differently, because I used to take corn on the cob and I used to just take the knife and scrape it down, and then now I can just bite right out of the thing. And I think that was like one of the first things I had when I got my teeth, you know. And I remember I had a steak, and I cut the pieces so tiny, just so I could throw it in my mouth and get the taste of the steak in my mouth. And you know, and just to make sure that I wouldn't damage things. Yeah, they were really tiny pieces.
Oh my God.
It did help. It helps a lot. And you feel better about yourself. It's amazing when, you know, when I go places and people say, oh, you have such a great smile, you know. And all the compliments I got about that, I think I've only had one person out of maybe 100 say, oh, did you get implants? I said, well, yeah, let me tell you all about them.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You know,
I'm not trying to come off like a used car salesman or anything, but
right. Here, take a seat. Let me walk you through it.
Let me tell you here something, kid.
Exactly. Oh wow, that's so great.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, when people look at you and say, hey, you got a great smile, you know, and you know, I love your smile. Like, you get a smile like that. I wish I, you know, and well, you know, you just take the quiz and you just might be able to. It really has been something that has brought me right down, all the way right back up. You know, just in the last, from the DDPY thing to the Nuvia and to everything beyond, has really upped my game, has leveled me up.
That makes me so super happy. Like I said, it's crazy that it's been 1 year, Ken. Like, that is wow. Wow, yeah. Wow, wow. I'm just like so happy to see your transformation. I know you're struggling with some other things going on right now, but like, you are a freaking amazing person. Like, and I know, like you said, you're not used to the spotlight, but like, you also deserve to be in the spotlight. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know. I just have to say that. Now for You Ask, They Answer. These questions are coming straight from the Smile Maker Club page on Facebook. So Let's go to the first one. Bonita says, I've been trying to chew. How did you guys deal with not being able to really feel your food you are chewing? Got to tell y'all, I think that this is the hardest thing for me. And actually, you were just speaking on this, right? With the pizza kind of for a second.
Yeah, with pizza. Yeah. Yeah. When this first happens, it is kind of a weird feeling. One of the things I thought when I took my first bite of actual food, as soon as I had my implants done, I was taken out to eat for some noodles. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm biting these noodles down on these noodles way too hard. Noodles don't need to be, and you're at the time, I'm supposed to be using a plastic fork anyway, you know, just so that, you know, that's the basic rule in that. And of course you can cut wet noodles but I felt like I was coming down so hard on these things. You know, just like everything else, like what I said with the speech earlier, with the tongue, everything's an adjustment period. You will get used to it. It just takes a little time, a little craft, still here or there. And I think that's why it's a blessing to, in a disguise, to have the stuff you can cut with a plastic fork, so that you kind of, you know, I know it's for different reasons, but it also, in my mind, helps you get used to eating food again.
That makes sense. That makes sense, because it's kind of like testing it out a little bit. And it's also you're not on the liquid diet. Like, cause some other ways of doing it, you might be on a liquid diet when you first, after surgery, but this one you're going straight to soft food. So you're practicing right away, getting little baby steps, and then you can upgrade to the hard foods, right?
Yes, exactly. Awesome. And don't let the soft food diet scare you or anything like that. It's soft food. It's not Jell-O or drinks. There's a lot of options out there.
And I think that in the Smile Maker Club too, they I don't know. I feel like there's been posts about suggestions and stuff too. So that might be something to check out for people as well. So, okay, cool. So let's get to one more question. We kind of touched on this a bit, but this is a great question. So actually another part of Bonita's question is, when does a prosthetic start to feel more natural? I'm really laughing at myself right now because it feels like a mouth full of smooth rock, and God, my speech is just the worst.
Oh.
So what advice would you give to her? When did it start to feel more natural?
It took a little bit, but it took me, if I'm looking back correctly, it took a little bit, but it didn't take that long, maybe 2-3 weeks at the most for me. Like I said, I was getting used to eating and talking and not biting my tongue. Practice talking. You know, you're eating the soft foods. It's like you said, it's like another thing of practice. And eventually they do feel natural. If they feel like they become a part of you. And that's how mine do. Mine feel like they're a part of me. And, it just takes a little time, just like with anything else. Right. But it will, you take care of them. You do what you're supposed to do. You eat what you're supposed to eat. You listen to the doctors. And it will feel like it's a part of you.
Isn't that cool? So cool that's even possible.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's crazy to me, but, that's awesome. That's just awesome. I'm always mind blown, honestly, hearing about people's experiences. Cause I'm like, I haven't done it, but I love just thank you for being here and sharing everything today. Cause I know a lot of people are curious, and even myself is curious. People want to know. Yeah. So Deborah says, I'm very excited for my consultation this Thursday. What you do sounds wonderful, but I'm afraid that I will not be able to afford it. I have gone through 4 years of hell and can't chew or eat right. Don't know if I can face another disappointment. What advice would you give to Deborah?
Go through the cost guide. It's a well-detailed how things are taken into consideration. I can't recommend that enough. I wish I could have a better answer for you, but check the cost guide, read the cost guide, study the cost guide, know what you're getting into. It helps being educated when you go into your consultation and saying, okay, what about this? What about that? Explain this to me. You know, we're all different. Everything's going to be different with whatever we do, because we are not all the same people. So don't be afraid to ask questions, but study up on that, on the price guide. You will learn a lot, and it'll give you a good idea of what to expect, and it will help you out. It really will.
And if you're watching, you can find that cost guide in the description below. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.